One of the most popular questions I overhear at Irvine comes from every age group. Our nature preschoolers ask it, high school-aged visitors on field trips ask it, moms and dads coming in to hike the trails ask it, and then, right on their heels, seniors from our area garden clubs ask it too. What's the difference between frogs and toads? When I think about the answer to this question, I come back to my studies of the complexities of our English language. There seem to be exceptions to every grammar rule we ever learn. Perhaps that's why we all struggle to keep it all straight. And for frogs and toads, it's the same way. For every exception to the old I before E except after C rule, there's a frog that you and I would probably classify as a toad. That's because there's no scientific distinction between frogs and toads. They're both amphibians belonging to the order Anura, and our taxonomy rules do not make a distinction between them. Naturalists will often use the words true frogs, meaning those that belong to the family Rhinidae, and true toads, meaning those that belong to the family Buffonidae. Here, just like with grammar, we can make some broad generalizations about the seven most common characteristics of frogs and toads. The easiest one to see at first glance is a skin condition. Our native bullfrogs, for instance, have moist and smooth skin. You might describe it as slimy. Water rolls off it quickly. In contrast, our native Eastern American toad has dry and bumpy skin that's almost warty in appearance. Falling raindrops would likely beat up on its parched type of skin before dropping to the ground. When I talk to young students, this skin type disparity is a perfect example to talk about where these animals live, since their habitats are an easy indicator as well. The moist, likely aquatic, places that frogs prefer requires a moister skin. The less wet environments, like terrestrial spots where water is still accessible, make sense for an animal with a dry body like a toad. Another way to tell the difference is to look at their hind legs. Frog legs are long, lean, and powerful. They are perfect for lengthy leaps and graceful swimming kicks underwater. Toads are hoppers. Their shorter, less powerful hind legs are best for walking or hopping to their destination. You can also check their eyes. Frog eyes bulge out like protuberances. They are higher and rounder on the animal's head, whereas toad eyes sit lower and are football-shaped. There are three other good ways to tell the difference, but they are harder characteristics to see every time. For example, frogs and toads have slightly varying diets. While both will eat insects and worms, just frogs will eat aquatic-friendly snails or small fish. Just toads will eat the terrestrial slugs and grubs. If you happen to just find eggs, you can usually tell the difference. Frogs lay eggs in clusters. Toads lay them in long chains instead. The seventh and last characteristic is that frogs, believe it or not, have teeth. Frogs, including our native spring peepers and leopard frogs, have a ridge of very small cone teeth around the upper edge of the jaw. Since they swallow their food whole, these teeth hold the prey and keep it in place until they can get a good enough grip to swallow their meal. Toads do not have teeth. But like I said, frogs and toads are like grammar. It's only a matter of time before scientists find another exception and we learn about a toad with teeth. You can learn more about our many great native amphibians at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.